Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. Hey friends, you are listening to another fun episode of the She Said Project Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. We are in the Zoom studio under COVID restrictions, but nothing's going to stop us. So this is your host, Jeanette Jerzek, National Director of the She Said Project. And
Carrie Rosso, founder, number one shenanigan and innovator.
Carrie, we continue to find ways to launch new shenanigans, to connect with women and share their stories. To quote, is it Jefferson Starship? Nothing's going to stop us now. There's no better time to connect with some of the women who got in right under the wire of our last live performance in Champaign, Illinois. We had a show, it was February 22nd, 2020, and every single one of our listeners can remember where they were at the end of February, beginning of March, because that was before the bleep hit the fan. I bleeped for you, friends. So who's with us today, Carrie?
Oh my gosh, Kelly Ryan. Let me just start at the end and go backwards. So Kelly Ryan is here, who I have loved and stalked from afar forever. And we had her on a few little things, and then I just kept getting closer and closer until I was basically smelling her hair and like, please come be on this show. Please come be on this show.
Carrie, you're careful. They're going to come and take you away if you confess.
No, they aren't. No, they aren't. I just won't wear a mask. Nobody's coming up to my door. They aren't. That is, there are silver linings to this shit show. Anyway, Kelly Ryan, and she sort of embodied everything that we want to be in the show. She was all the things. She was funny. She had those aw moments. And she was such a force in the sisterhood of her cast. She made everybody laugh. You know, I always love somebody who can throw inappropriate humor in when it gets a little too serious. And that was Kelly. I was like, my job here is done.
Well, let's see if she can bring some of that fun for us today. Kelly, are you with us in the Zoom studio?
I am. And for the record, this is the first time I've worn mascara. And it's like the 9-month-old mascara that was in my bathroom in March. So if you start seeing like pus or ooze or something come out, just make a little gesture and I'll turn the video off. It'll be fine. But I'm here.
So you got to go through the journey of writing a story and sharing something from your life's experience and working with the other women in your show. And, you know, you got the live experience of being on stage in front of, you know, 1,100 of your closest friends. What was that like for you?
I only peed a little bit, but only for the first couple of minutes. And then it was okay. And Michelle went first, and I adore her. Like, to this day, I adore her. So she sat down and she looked at me and she's like, it is not that bad. Once you get started, you'll be okay. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I can do this. But it was actually really fun. It was a lot less intimidating once you get started, because there's a big difference between saying it in front of the same 10 women all the time who have heard it, who I love them all, but they're like, we know what happens. We've heard this. We've practiced a million times. So for people to hear it with fresh ears and to laugh at the parts that you're supposed to be laughing at, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And I remember specifically during rehearsals, funny things would go down or someone would talk about something inside their story and you would be the first to go, save it for the podcast. This is it. This is your podcast. So
I know, but this is all I had. Like, I gave it all on stage. I got nothing left.
You got nothing left.
Y'all are going to have to edit some jokes or a laugh track or something in here because I have nothing left to give you.
Well, that's perfect opportunity. Why don't we go ahead and edit in your story from that night so that our awesome audience can join in the fun with us. This is from That's What She Said Live on Stage, February 2020, Kelly Ryan and her story, Off to a Rocky Start.
It was 1998. I was home for a few weeks during the summer before my junior year of college. I can see some of you already like, 1998, junior year, no. I know, thank you. Moisturizer. So Katie, my best friend, had come over to hang out and we were gonna do whatever it is that we did back then. And she walked in and she said, Brian and Neil are gonna come over and swim. Cool. Brian was her boyfriend at the time, and Neil was a friend of his. I had met Neil a couple weeks before at a diner, and our first encounter involved us sitting on the same side of a booth, where he quickly learned that, one, I hit people when I get excited, and two, I hate same-siders. Like the people that sit on the same side of the booth and they leave a totally empty bench on the other side. I don't get it. Like, do you turn and eat while you're talking? It makes me uncomfortable. Anyway, we had met. So the guys get to my house, they're swimming in the pool, and Katie and I are super cool and just sitting on the deck. I'm pretty sure I used baby oil as a tanning lotion that day. We were most definitely smoking cigarettes, though, because we were into all the cancers. My parents were out of town, and Brian asked if we had plans that night. So I said that my neighbor across the street was working at the beer tent of a local church picnic. And he said that if I didn't drive, he would serve me. So they agreed they would come with. The guys were 21. And I still see some of you out there doing some math on your fingers. And I really want to give you a hint, but I'm just going to let you figure it out on your own. So we go to the church picnic. No, we don't. First, Neil says. Neil says, after that, you're going to Rocky Horror Picture Show with me. Right. Does everybody know Rocky Horror? Okay, so old people know Rocky Horror. Do young people know Rocky Horror? No. So it's this cult classic from the 70s. It's a comedy. It's a horror. It's a musical. It's a comedy horror musical. But it becomes this big performance, and people dress up, and they throw things at the screen, and there's props. It's interactive. It's a thing. It's an experience. So at this point, I was like, wait, am I going on a date with Neil? Because that was a weird way to ask. And he didn't really ask. He just kind of told me. And I'm the one who does the telling. So I get nervous. Then we go to the church picnic. Have a couple of beers. Nothing crazy at all. And then we decide to go to a bowling alley restaurant called Giorgio's. It's a restaurant in a bowling alley. I know, super classy. But to be fair, Old Orchard has good pizza. Right? Spicy sleeper, am I right? But I'm still super nervous, and I couldn't eat my dinner. And then Katie and Brian tell us that they're not coming with us. Hello? I know. So I'm still freaking out about whether or not this is a date with this guy, and then I find out that we're going by ourselves. And the show is in Chicago, and we're in Joliet. So that's like 45 minutes. That's serious car conversation. So we leave Giorgio's, and Neil says, we need to go back to my house to get some props. Okay. This show's interactive, right? So we get some playing cards. Toast. Like bread that we put in the toaster. A newspaper. And then he asked if we had rubber gloves, and I was like, we're good, we have enough, we're okay, we can stop here. But there's scenes in the movie where audience members throw things at the screen. You'd probably get kicked out of the Savoy 16 for that now, but I'll play along. So we drive up to Chicago, we're having a great time. I'm funny, he's funny, it's going really well. So I look over at this blue-eyed guy with his mullet. Yeah. With his Hawaiian shirt. And he smells like Marlboro Lights and Old Spice. But the stick deodorant, not the aftershave. Yeah. And I straight up ask him, because this is how I do, is this a date or what? And he says that it is. So we park and we walk to the theater and we're standing in line outside. Let's just recap real quick though. So we were outside in the sun by the pool all afternoon. We had a couple of beers at the church picnic, and I was too nervous to eat anything. Y'all with me so far? Okay. So we're standing in line outside the theater, and I'm trying really hard to listen to Neil talk. But I'm feeling a little woozy. So the next thing you know, I'm on my back, on the ground. And Neil's standing over me with this panicked look on his face. Holy shit, I just passed out. I get up and I am beyond mortified. I was like, no, oh my gosh, isn't that weird? I'm so fine. It's totally fine. I'm good. I'm good. But then I wake up to blackness because I passed out again. But this time I landed on my face. Yeah. So now I get up. I have scrapes on my forehead, on my knees, and Neil is like, what is happening with this girl right now? And a really nice guy had run to the liquor store down the street, and he brings back a Gatorade talking about my electrolytes, and it's gonna make everything better. And it was the 90s, so we took things from strangers back then. So we sit down on a bench, and I'm sipping my Gatorade and replenishing my electrolytes. And there it is. A big old ambulance pulls up in front of the theater. Paramedics jump out. We heard there's a girl who passed out and wouldn't get up. Okay, first of all, clearly I got up. I'm drinking my Gatorade. Second of all, my parents are out of town. I'm in Chicago with a guy they don't know. And if I get in that ambulance, they're gonna find out and kill me. So I order this guy that I'm on a first date with to go send the paramedics away. I know, it's going so well. We still go into the theater. You guys, we brought toast. And it can't get any worse, right? Right? So we walk in, and there's my cousin Lauren. And I haven't seen her in years. So we freak out and we're hugging. I'm like, so good to see you. Were you the girl that passed out that they called an ambulance on? Yeah, that was me. She's like, have you ever been here before? No, it's my first time. You're a virgin? What? She goes, I'm really good friends with the MC. I'm gonna go tell him. And she runs away. Wait. What are you telling him? So the show is starting, and I'm picking gravel out of my forehead. And the MC comes on stage, and he asks if this is anyone's first time at the show. So Neil starts hooting and hollering and pointing at me. Picking gravel out of my forehead. So the MC says, all the virgins to the stage. Oh. Okay, tonight I'm a virgin. Yes, tonight I am. So my cousin drags me to the stage. I'm up there with a few other people, and the MC walks over to all of us, draws a big V on our foreheads with black marker. Like, right over all the scrapes and blood and gravel. And then he has us do the pelvic thrust on stage. Yeah. Does everybody know the pelvic thrust? Yeah? Should we just show you the pelvic thrust? Get up. No, everybody get up. Get up. We've done this. We've practiced this. Y'all ready? So you put your hands on your hips. You pull your knees in tight. Look at Barbara sitting over there not doing the pelvic thrust. And then you do the pelvic thrust. And then we were sent off stage to enjoy the rest of the film. And during the movie, Neil pulled this classic yawning stretch move. So I snuggle in. And he looks at me, and I'm not even making this up. He looks at me and he says, we're gonna tell our grandkids about this someday. And I've been Mrs. Neil Ryan for the past 18 years.
Killed it. Oh my gosh. See, that is like my absolute favorite, when somebody can be making you laugh and then all of a sudden you're like, it was so great. It was all the things, Kelly.
So I should probably let the three listeners that are here right now know, Neil and I didn't make it. We got a divorce in 2020. Oh, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Wait, wrong podcast. I'm kidding. We're fine. We're great. We're good.
Silent. Oh.
I know. I'm like,
crickets. I'm like, there's gotta be more to that. I'm holding. I'm holding my breath, waiting for the punchline.
Well, and I laughed. Here. And like midway through my laugh, I was like, oh no, I'm the asshole that's laughing about her divorce. Like, ha-ha. Oh wait, what?
Too soon? No.
We're not one of the casualties of 2020.
You know what? And I feel horrible because 2020 has been like a complete, like absolutely shit-tastic year for so many people, but we are so lucky. We're so grateful. Everybody is healthy. We both have jobs. We can work from home. The kids are home with us and the kids still like us. So that, I mean, two teenagers being stuck in a house like 24/7, that's a lot. Did I ever tell you that the night of She Said, we built this house because we lost the house that we had an offer on? Kevin was like, everybody turn your cell phones off because you're jacking with the wireless mic. So everybody get off their cell phone. And that was when my realtor was texting me that we lost the house. Yeah. Because then I had my makeup done and I ran over to Hank's table because that's where Carrie had my sister and my best friend from high school and Neil and everybody. And I was like, Neil Ryan. And I'm like, my mascara start. He's like, stop it. We're not talking about the house now. He's like, just finish today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And then we ended up building this amazing house that we love so much.
Girl, it's perfect.
Literally. Yeah. Honestly, we're okay. We're okay this year. So we are trying really hard to focus on the positive stuff. And like, we're seeing our friends in 20 degree weather outside with blankets and hats and gloves because that's what we have to do. But so, I mean, it's, we're making do with what we have and we're grateful for what we have. And it's been okay for us. So we know that. And we know a lot of people don't have that. So we are really lucky because Neil still likes me.
Congratulations. Well, you certainly were off to a rocky start.
I sat in front of your family at the show and it was one of the highlights of the night for me. And I remember, and I don't think I'd ever met your husband. And so he had to be a little alarmed because I kept turning around and nodding at him like, right. And he's like a little overzealous. You know, you got your own fan club in the front, but it was so great to see your family's reaction. Had they heard it before or was it all fresh to them that night?
Neil had heard it one time before and he was the most god-awful audience ever in the entire world because I read it to him. He didn't laugh at anything. He didn't like react to anything. I'm like, ba-ba. And I give him like this whole like gift of this talk with like bow and wrapped and he was just staring at me. And I was like, seriously, I got nothing? And he was like, well, I lived it. That wasn't a surprise. I knew what was going to happen. I'm like, you're the worst. You're the worst audience ever. And then I never practiced with him again. I'm like, thanks for your support. You suck.
Well, we found some fans for you. I mean, did you hear the applause at the end of that number? Hundreds of people like laughing and cheering and clapping. Like, could you have expected something like that from, you know, that moment of your life?
Well, I did pay the first three rows. So they were told to cheer extra loud. But part of it too, I don't know if you guys are aware, but I'm really uncomfortable with attention and being the center of attention. It makes me uncomfortable and I get a little nervous. So I didn't like stay on stage for an extra long time while the clapping was happening. Like I just went back to my seat and sat down. I didn't stay up there and like bask in the glow or anything. At one point, somebody was, you stopped talking and started talking to people in the audience that were responding to you. And I'm like, did I? Because I forgot. I just forgot what was happening. And I was just talking to whoever was laughing because I was so excited someone was laughing at me.
You were I'm so glad that we have so many photos of during your piece, but also afterward and the dancing and the walking off stage, like people just laughing themselves silly. It was so great.
Because who else is going to gyrate off stage?
So Kelly, you turned around and informed the women who were on stage with you to stand up because they were going to do the time warp with you right then and there. And you and I had planned this, but nobody knew that was coming.
So I did tell Katie, and that was it. Kate knew. Yes, I needed one person that would do it and for sure. So everybody else stared at me like I had three horns on stage. And Barbara cracked me up because she just looked right at me and she was like, no. She was like,
so
I am far too sophisticated for your shenanigans and this is not my time. So no, I'm sitting right here. But it was so fun. I loved it.
It was just one of those iconic classic moments that we couldn't have planned for. It just played out perfectly. So thank you for taking that chance. Cause that, you know, that's a scary moment to, you know, improvise and get a bunch of women to join you in something that bold.
Dry humping on stage in front of 1,100 people. I mean, sure. Who doesn't want to do that?
Who hasn't?
Hello. Right. It's like a rite of passage. Haven't we all?
I just feel so bad that right after that show and, you know, COVID hit and everything shut down, you really lost out on your opportunity to be famous and have people stop you in the streets. Cause I am convinced that's what would have happened if life had remained normal.
So I was waiting for Comedy Central to call me and they never did. I know. I was a little disappointed in this whole she said thing. Like, I was expecting offers and deals coming from everywhere and I got nothing.
Well, COVID. So anyway, Kelly, you are a celebrity here in Champaign and in our hearts. And we are so grateful that you are in the She Said family forever, because you do bring such light and such joy to everything you do and make people laugh. And we do appreciate you, because this has been a hard year for so many people. And I'm trying to be serious, which is really hard to do with the two of you in front of me. But we do. We appreciate you taking the time to join us today and reminisce about that amazing, fun night. I'm so glad to hear you guys are doing well, because it is a hard year for everybody. And we're trying to keep the mission going strong of connecting with women and sharing women's stories. And like you said, whenever we connect with a woman, there's the story, but then there's the story behind the story. And that's why we launched the podcast.
So this is what I'm saying. Shit starts off bad. You get a rocky start, but then everything happens for a reason.
I love it.
We're where we're supposed to be.
Save it for the podcast. We do. We love hearing from the women, because there's always another side to the story that we get to explore. So thanks to our friends and fans for joining us and listening, all three of you. And we'll catch you next time on the She Said Project podcast.
Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was made possible with support from Carl and Health Alliance and presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives.